Back here on WBAL with the head basketball coach at Towson University, Pat Scarry. His Tigers 10-11 overall, 5-3 in the Colonial Athletic Association. Three games in a row here, two on the road, and one then back home on the day after the Super Bowl. That's February 4th against UNC Wilmington. And I know you don't want to hear this, coach, but here it is. The next three opponents are combined 16-38 and 3-16 in the CAA. I know whatever you're thinking in your head about that right now, I may not be what you say here, but that's an interesting stretch of games in a really tough conference to have those three teams in succession. At least let's look at it that way.
I didn't hear a word you said, Brett. I see you said something about bad records. I didn't hear a word.
Yeah, well, all right, let's just start with William & Mary coming up tomorrow on the road. 7-11 overall, 1-6 in the CAA. Tell us about them.
Well, we were fortunate, obviously, to squeak out a double overtime victory here three, four games ago. So they're explosive on offense with the kid Marcus Thornton. And, you know, we'll have a tough game down there. They're in a tough losing streak right now, but they lost a lot of close ones, and they just took Northeasterners in first overtime. So, you know, we have played well on the road. It's an important game for us. I guess the good thing about our team is we can certainly beat anyone on the schedule. I guess the bad thing is we can be beat by anybody on the schedule the rest of the way.
What is so important over the second half stretch here? Like, what's the one thing you want to see your team get better in the final stretch for your season, really, at this point? As we get closer to February, you still have a long way to go this year. There's no doubt about it, but there's no conference tournament for the Tigers this year. There's no NCAA tournament. There's no NIT. What are you fighting for this second half?
Well, I think because we have a good chance to return a lot of guys, maturity and leadership, you know, and then obviously, you know, sustaining our defensive effort and having a better understanding of shot selection, you know, and handling, taking care of the basketball.
Right now, Coach, the Tigers about 29% from downtown this year. Moving forward, is that a number that needs to get better, or can you win with it right around 30%?
Great question. We can win with it if we have great numbers defensively on the glass. Only if those two things happen.
We talked about this a little last week, but in general, offense seems to be down in NCAA basketball at the top level. I'm not sure if that number has gone down, but it was astronomical, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, where just people started falling in love with that three-point shot. Is that number, you think, down across the country as far as just like what we used to see, which was, maybe 10 years ago? I just think about Duke and where they were hitting their three-pointers from and at the rate they were hitting those three-pointers from.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I remember you brought that up, and I do think I was talking to a couple of the coaches about that. I think the scoring numbers are down. I'm not sure if that's because of, you know, fundamentals or too much physicality, guys getting bigger and stronger, but it does seem like scoring is down throughout the country, and I believe there was an article a week ago that actually had some statistical data on that. And I don't know. We'd like to score more points, not at the expense of giving up more points, and but it does seem like it's a national trend.
Pat Scarry with us here on WBAL. And looking back now, and we're kind of at the midway point of the CAA season, of course, going back to the beginning of your year, you have three Big East transfers in Benjamin from Georgetown, Burwell from South Florida, and Bilal Dixon, and a grad student from Providence. Obviously, they're all making a huge impact on your team, but after some sitting out a year and the whole thing, how have they adapted? Benjamin has obviously adapted quite well, but in general, them getting acclimated to Towson from the Big East to the conference to their teammates, how have they really fit in at this point? Good time to assess it.
Yeah, all things considered, it's been really good for us. You know, Mike's been an incredibly hard worker and a great teammate. He hasn't shot the ball as well as we'd like, but he's had good moments. He's certainly guarded very well for us. And like I said, he's been a really good leader. And, you know, when Belial, he's gotten in shape. He's helped us in the glass. He's helped score the ball. And obviously it's not easy jumping in somewhere for 1 year. But and Jarrell, obviously, they can see that. I wouldn't trade for anybody in the league. But I think all things considered, it's been they've really helped us. They've obviously put us in games and helped put us on the map a little bit. And, you know, I'm obviously grateful for that.
What about Damas and Walden, who were kind of the two real holdovers from last year? How have they handled their new jobs and positions?
Marcus has done a great job. I think he's a potential all-defensive guy, and he's a double-figure scorer for us. And he's really evolved into a good leader and player. And You know, Chris has had moments. Obviously, it's difficult when your role changes. He does give you a spark, and he's aggressive, and he plays pretty. You know, he brings some excitement at both levels of the floor, and you know that's he's given us a good lift off the bench.
Pat Scarry with us here on BAL again. Coming up tomorrow on the road at William and Mary, and then Wednesday also on the road at ODU. They were one of the premier teams in the conference not that long ago. They're 0-6 right now. Thoughts on ODU?
Scared to death of them. They've got a Clemson and an NC State kid on the front line and a 3-year starter, and they are markedly better than their record. They do defend and rebound. They've just had some trouble scoring, and hopefully we can they have that same trouble against us, but they're good.
Well, we'll talk next week during and leading up to the Super Bowl. We'll get your pick there for Super Bowl 47, but I'm off to New Orleans. Ever coach a game in Louisiana or New Orleans, Coach?
Have not, but love the city.
Yep. I'm trying to think of what would be basketball-related down there.
Maybe it's Tulane, maybe.
Tulane, yeah.
USA.
Of course, actually, right around the time of Katrina, one of Gary Williams' longtime assistants, Dave Dickerson.
That's right.
He left to take over that job. That was not an easy situation.
No, Dave was very good. Actually, he's at Ohio State now, and he did a great job there.
Yep. So, Tulane, I don't know if their basketball program ever gets off the ground. But anyways, Coach, best of luck coming up tomorrow against William & Mary, and then we will talk next week.
Great. Thanks, Brett. Enjoy the trip.
All right. That's Pat Scarry. We're back with more coming up here on WBAL.